Prepare to dive into the forefront of healthcare innovation at our 14th annual meeting coming up on April 8th through 11th at the Hyatt Regency in Chicago, with thousands of industry leaders converging over four dynamic days of discussions on crucial topics from health IT to executive leadership. It's where the future of healthcare takes shape. We can't wait to connect with you in person and engage in these important conversations.
This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Michael Archuleta, Chief Information Officer at Mount St. Raphael Hospital. Michael, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
It's always an honor to be part of the Becker's family, so thank you very much for the invite.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're always thrilled to have you as part of our network, too, and just really being on the forefront of just the big ideas and concepts in health IT and digital transformation. So, you know, looking forward to our broader discussion on some of the things that you're doing at the hospital and really how you're seeing technology evolving in the healthcare space. But before we dive further into that discussion, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. So again, my name is Michael Archuleta. I'm the Chief Information Officer with Mount St. Raphael Hospital and Clinics. We are a healthcare organization here in Southern Colorado, and it's just been a phenomenal time to really be in healthcare IT. We've seen a massive amount of digital transformation basically just happen in front of us, you know, and it's really been one of those items to see this industry, seeing the importance of what digitalization basically brings into an organization, and really seeing how the overall evolution of the chief information officer, the chief digital officer, has really evolved and has really been a key strategic asset to a healthcare organization itself. So really excited for this discussion.
Absolutely. And, you know, first off, I was wondering if you could tell me about your most successful project over the last year or two. What did you do and how did you measure the results?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the most successful projects in the past year has been really implementing a comprehensive cybersecurity framework within our organization. You know, reorganizing the growing threat landscape and critical importance of safeguarding sensitive data, I really led a cross-functional team to design and deploy a robust cybersecurity measure. This overall initiative really involved conducting thorough risk assessments, implementing multi-layered defense mechanisms, and really providing extensive training to employees to enhance awareness and to really just improve our complete security protocols. One critical element that I've always stated is that when we look at the healthcare industry itself, we went from the top 10 now to the top two most attacked industries out there. And it's such a critical issue. We as an organization have to continue to basically put cybersecurity as a core component to our overall organizational strategy if we want to continue to basically be successful at what we do. And you figure, one critical element that we're basically looking at here is we continue to really try to change the overall aspects of what cybersecurity means, because cybersecurity always has been one of those elements that, you know, everyone says cybersecurity is about data security. Well, we have to think of it a little bit differently. Cybersecurity, yes, is a data item, but cybersecurity can also be a matter of life and death. I mean, when we look at the medical device industry that's basically mandated by the FDA, 83% of those specific organizations have admitted that they have a cybersecurity problem. And then when we look at the pacemaker software alone, we see thousands of security flaws associated with it. So then we ask ourselves, can the heart be hacked? And the answer is yes. So that's why we have to say that cybersecurity isn't just about data security. It's also a matter of life and death. And truly incorporating cybersecurity as a core component to the overall organizational strategy has been a successful outcome for myself. And one critical element, too, is that I've really tried to refocus and rechange is that we can no longer look at information technology as a cost center, but as a strategic revenue contributor to the organization. That is such a critical element. We are a strategic specific revenue generator for the organization. And again, if we are not incorporating those security elements, then we really can have some failing points. Because when I go to my board of directors, one of the critical elements that I've really kind of focused on has been FOR, which stands for financial, operational, and reputational. What would happen on a financial level if a breach happened? What would happen on an operational level if a breach happened? And what would happen on a reputational level if a breach happened? These are critical elements that have been basically established in our organization to show the importance of why we continue to invest and why we continue to basically implement these comprehensive cybersecurity initiatives within our organizations. And to answer your additional question, you know, to really measure the effectiveness of the projects that we've initiated, especially with our cybersecurity framework, we utilized a lot of various key performance indicators, such as the reduction in security incidents, the percentage of vulnerabilities mitigated, and the level of employee compliance with security policies. Additionally, we conducted regular audits and assessments to really ensure ongoing adherence to the establishments of the cybersecurity framework initiatives that we've incorporated. And that is why it's extremely important, as I stated, to really continue to enhance that awareness, because I was looking at an overall nationally recognized survey that came out. And the survey basically stated that 43% of healthcare organizations still don't provide basic cybersecurity awareness training to their end users. And you figure, if you looked at last year's numbers, 91% of all ransomware attacks that were targeted towards the healthcare industry came through a phishing email. And who are they phishing? They're phishing our people. Because at the end of the day, the unfortunate thing is that your biggest risk are your employees. And if you're not basically building that comprehensive security process within your organization, or really trying to reculturize the org to really show the importance of digitalization and cybersecurity, that could really be a detrimental issue within your group itself. And we're seeing how the healthcare industry is basically being hit on a security standpoint. I mean, look at what's happening with Change Healthcare. I mean, there's been so many disruptions in regards to that. So it is extremely critical to continue to incorporate those specific initiatives. And that has really been one of those successful points that I have been able to really establish within our organization itself.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. And certainly, as you mentioned, such an important area to zero in on and feel like you've got the right resources behind, the right training, and really a strong infrastructure, as you mentioned, to do the best you can to prevent those kinds of attacks. I know, especially in the cybersecurity space, things change so quickly. And certainly, you know, the tactics and capabilities of some of the bad actors within the cybersecurity spaces, you know, just seems like can change at a rapid speed. And so, you know, I really love your perspective on bringing that into a strategic imperative for the health system, not only, you know, on the IT side, but really that can make a big difference overall. You know, when you look at the next 12 months or so, what are some of your top priorities? What are you really keeping front and center for you? And how do you see all of this evolving?
You know, looking ahead to the next 12 months, my top priorities really revolve around, you know, further enhancing the organization's digital capabilities and resilience. That is so important moving forward. This really includes initiatives such as leveraging artificial intelligence and machine learning for predictive analytics, and really enhancing the overall cloud infrastructure to support scalability and flexibility, and really continuing to foster a culture of innovation and continuous improvements across the organization, which is so critical. Because that's why I even made that statement that we have to look, you know, away from what technology has always been seen as, or, you know, what IT has always been seen as. IT has always been seen as what? A ticket taker versus being a value maker. And I think really culturizing, refostering, you know, fostering a culture of innovation, of digitalization, of the importance of security across the organization, basically build strong initiatives on who we are as a group. Because at the end of the day, I always state that hospitals and clinics are digital companies that deliver healthcare services. We are living in the digital age of healthcare, and we have to incorporate those specific items within our organization itself. I mean, you've seen how even the evolution of the CIO has really kind of come into place in the healthcare industry, you know, from crawling to upping up, you know, to walking upright, to carrying the organization, you know, starting as an advisor, starting then going into more of a supportive role, more into an enabler role, then going into more of that driver's role, you know, being that overall individual that understands innovation, being the economist, being that risk manager, that political visionary, you know, the project advisor, to really drive these specific initiatives moving forward, which I think is extremely important. But really looking at, you know, just fostering a culture of innovation is so important to really drive your overall process moving forward. Because at the end of the day, the healthcare industry is getting more complex, it's getting harder, and we have, as an organization, have to continue to move forward and not backwards, and that is so critical to our overall success.
That's so fascinating to hear, and, you know, definitely I can so appreciate just that urgency with which moving into the digital space and making sure that you've got that culture of innovation so you can pivot easily and do the best, you know, provide the best care you can for patients within the system. And, you know, when you talk about the IT department or the IT functions as a turning into more of a value creator or value maker for the health system, how does that, you really make that transition first at the top level of the organization with your executive colleagues to help them understand what that looks like? And then, you know, down into just the whole rest of the health system to understand that, you know, the IT side, again, it goes beyond what you traditionally would think of to really make a huge difference within the overall strategy and buy into that kind of mindset and mind frame.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it definitely starts from the top down, and that's really one of those critical components. You know, the problem is if you've looked at the complete healthcare landscape. So I did a discussion with Columbia University, and we were talking about the brick and mortar theology of healthcare on, you know, how the healthcare theology of that brick and mortar, where we operate as a brick and mortar organization, really needs to go away. And that's why I always state in my statements that hospitals and clinics are digital companies that deliver healthcare services. And then when I go to my board of directors, I focus on three elements: financial, operational, and reputational. I really try to develop that strong ROI on why we're continuing to invest in the overall technology initiatives for the organization itself, to continue to strive. To basically, because one critical element that I've always stated too is that I don't care what position you have in the healthcare organization that you work with, you have a new CEO, and your new CEO is the patient. And that's basically the bottom line. And as an organization, if we are not building asynchronous tools that benefit our patients both inside and outside of our organizations, we are not going to be successful moving forward. And then we're seeing just the mass incorporation of individuals taking more care of themselves, taking more actions of their overall healthcare needs. And you have the new millennial, you have the millennial population, you have the Gen Z population, which is completely focused on digital applications. So the thing is hospitals and clinics are digital companies that deliver healthcare services. We have to realize those specific important elements. And I also think, though, too, is, you know, IT has been one of those specific siloed departments. We have to come out of the siloed areas to really show value of who we are, promote the specific initiatives that we're basically doing, show the amazing items that are being accomplished with the digital initiatives that we're incorporating into our overall organizational practice. You know, showing the importance of what the technology strategies that we threw out there have really improved better patient care, like artificial intelligence that we've incorporated into our radiology practices to really enhance better ways of viewing specific images and detecting specific abnormalities where a radiologist's human eye can't basically capture. Using those technology tool sets to really create successful outcomes is extremely important. And that is why I always say that we have to incorporate IT as a core component to any organizational strategy. Because honestly, at the end of the day, this isn't a business makeover, but an actual true revolution to continue to digitalize our overall focus and create better successful outcomes moving forward, because we have to realize the importance of what technology brings. And then we've seen the huge, you know, improvements of better patient care outcomes. How are we taking care of our patients? That's why I always stated, patient care is number one. My new CEO is the patient. That's basically the bottom line. We have to have that mindset. What are we doing to really enhance better patient care outcomes? Patient-centric technology strategies that create successful outcomes from your organization is such a critical element to move forward.
Absolutely. I love that. I love the passion that you have, obviously, for this topic. And certainly, as you mentioned, it makes a big difference for the health system overall. Now, before we wrap up here, I was wondering, you know, could you talk about how you anticipate your role and teams will change in the near future?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in terms of really anticipating change in my role and teams, I really foresee a continued shift towards strategic leadership and collaboration across departments, which is so important. You know, and as technology continues to evolve rapidly, it's essential for CIOs to really stay ahead of the curve and adapt to emerging trends and challenges. This may involve expanding the scope of responsibilities to really include areas such as digital transformation, data governance, and regulatory compliance. You know, additionally, I really anticipating, you know, fostering a more agile and cross-functional approach within my teams, really encouraging collaboration and knowledge sharing to really drive collective success as an organization itself. So it is, I mean, there is a lot of specific phenomenal items that I basically see within the organization and a lot of different specific shifts that are happening, which is so important. And again, though, too, you know, when I was talking about the overall evolution of the healthcare CIO, advisor, supportive, enabler, and driver, continuing to see the driving success of your organization. And it has been just a phenomenal time again to really be in healthcare IT. There's a lot of challenges. We continue to incorporate some advanced technology initiatives and strategies within our organization itself. We understand that cybersecurity continues to be a major concern for any organization, especially in the healthcare industry. And we continue to really understand the importance of why we're here. And that's really to improve and to just have that better patient care outcome moving forward, which is so critical. And that's why I'm so passionate about this, is because we do the most important thing out there. And that's basically dealing with humans, dealing with human lives, improving human lives, creating better outcomes for individuals to have a better quality of life moving forward. So it's really been a good, successful outcome. We've done some amazing things, from building our new facility to incorporating cybersecurity and technology as that core component. We've seen the importance of what digitalization basically brings into the organization, and we're going to continue to move forward. You know, there's a Spanish word that I like to use, and it's adelante. That means forward. We're going to move adelante, and we're going to have some good collaborative, culturing, fostering initiatives with different organizations, different people, to really kind of continue to build that strong initiative to move forward. And again, it's always a pleasure to be on this on Becker's podcast. You guys do a phenomenal job, and it's always an honor to be part of this overall group as well, too.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. And certainly, I learn a lot from hearing, you know, just your perspective and everything that's going on at the hospital. So thank you so much for your time today. It's truly an honor to have you on the podcast. And, you know, I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Hey, thank you much. I appreciate that.